February 22, 1930. One who lives in the divine will remains surrounded by the divine immutability. Death of good. Sacrifice of life in order to make it rise again. I am always prey to that divine fiat which knows how to conquer sweetly and strongly. With its sweetness it draws me in an irresistible way. With its strength it wins me, in such a way that it can do with me whatever it wants. Oh, holy will, since you conquer me, oh please, let it be so that, with your own strength and sweetness, I may win you. And surrendering to my continuous supplications, come to reign upon earth, form your sweet enchantment to the human will, and let everything on earth become divine will. So, while I was thinking about the divine volition, my sweet Jesus, moving in my interior and making himself seen, told me, "My daughter, if you knew what it means to give oneself prey to my divine will." The soul remains surrounded by our immutability, and everything becomes immutable for her, sanctity, light, grace, love. So, she no longer feels the variability of the human ways, but the stability of the divine ways. Therefore, one who lives in my divine will can be called heavens, which are always fixed and stable at their place of honor with all their stars. And if they evolve, since it is the whole of creation that revolves, they do not change place, nor do they mutate, but the heavens remain always immutable with all the stars. Such is the soul who lives in my divine will. She may go around, do various actions, but since she goes around within the motive power of my divine fiat and in the wholeness of my will, she will always be heavens, and immutable in her goods and in the prerogatives with which my supreme will has endowed her. On the other hand, one who lives outside of my divine fiat, without its motive power, can be called like those wandering stars which fall in the space, as if there were no fixed place for them. And they are forced, like wandering stars, to run headlong, as if they were lost, away from the vault of the heavens. Such is the soul who does not do and does not live in my divine will. She mutates at each occasion. She feels within herself such variability of mutation that she feels boredom in repeating a continuous good. And if she makes any sparkling of light come out of herself, it is like the glittering of the wandering stars, which soon disappears. It can be said that this is the sign to know whether one lives of divine will, immutability and good, and changing at every little blow, if one lives of human will. After this, I followed the acts of the divine fiat, going around in the works of creation, in Eden, in the most notable points and people of the history of the world, to ask, in the name of all, for the kingdom of the divine will upon earth. And my sweet Jesus, moving in my interior, told me, "My daughter, by withdrawing from my divine will, man gave death to the goods which my divine volition would have made rise in him, had it not been rejected. As he went out, so died the continuous act of the divine life in man. The sanctity that always grows died, the light that always arises, the beauty that never stops, always to embellish. The untiring love that never says enough, which always, always wants to give. More so since, by his rejecting my divine will, died the order, the air, the food that was to nourish him continuously. See, then, how many divine goods man caused to die within himself by withdrawing from my divine will. Now, wherever there has been the death of good, the sacrifice of life is required in order to make the destroyed good rise again. This is why, justly and wisely, whenever I wanted to renew the world and give a good to creatures, I have requested the sacrifice of life, as I asked of Abraham the sacrifice of sacrificing to me his only son, which indeed he carried out, and, prevented by me, he stopped. And in that sacrifice, which cost Abraham more than his own life, the new generation rose again in which the divine liberator and redeemer was to descend, who was to make the good which had died in the creature rise again. With the passing of time, I allowed the sacrifice and the great sorrow of Jacob for the death of his beloved son, Joseph, And even though he did not die, it was for him as if he had died in reality. This was the new call that made the celestial liberator rise again, and that sacrifice, whom it called to make the lust good rise again. Furthermore, I myself, by coming upon earth, wanted to die. But with the sacrifice of my death I called for the rising again of many lives, and of the good which the creature had caused to die. And I wanted to rise again in order to confirm the life for that good and the resurrection for the human family. What great crime it is to make good die, so much so, that the sacrifice of other lives is required in order to make it rise again. Now, with all my redemption and the sacrifice of my death, since my divine will does not reign, not all good has risen again in the creature. My will is repressed and cannot carry out the sanctity it wants. Good suffers from intermittency, now it rises, now it dies. And my fiat remains with the continuous sorrow of not being able to make rise all the good it wants in the creature. And this is why I remained in the little host as sacrament. I departed for heaven, but I remained on earth in the midst of creatures, to be born, live and die, though mystically, in order to make rise in them all the good which man rejected by withdrawing from my divine will. And, united to my sacrifice, I asked for the sacrifice of your life, to make its kingdom rise again in the midst of the human generations. And from each tabernacle I am as though on the lookout to accomplish the complete work, redemption and fiat voluntatia on earth as it is in heaven, content with sacrificing myself and dying in each host in order to make the son of my divine fiat, the new era, and its full triumph, rise again. Upon departing from the earth, I said, I go to heaven, and I remain on earth in the sacrament. I will content myself with waiting for centuries. I know it will cost me much, unheard of outrages will not be lacking, maybe more than in my very passion. But I will arm myself with divine patience, and from the little host I will accomplish the complete work. I will make my will reign in the hearts, and will continue to remain in their midst to enjoy the fruits of so many sacrifices I have been through. Therefore, together with me, be united to the sacrifice for a cause so holy, and for the just triumph that my will may reign and dominate. Fiat.